Well, that cop simmered down after that problem was at the stag. He left me alone and everything was cool. Because I had all my relatives there. I had my brother Eddie, I had my brother Steve, John, my cousin Tony, my cousin Glenn. You know, there would have been one big brawl. But anyhow, yeah, that cop left me alone. But he did tell me, he did say something in my ear. He says, "Don't worry, you're going to pay." And I says, "Well, guess what? You're going to pay now." So I went and told my cousin, and my cousin says, "Get out of here. We don't need you here." He told him, "Go home if you're going to start trouble." And he went home, and he was kind of mad. I was watching through the window, and he says, "Well, you shouldn't even bother my cousin." So, but anyhow, he got thrown out. Then I hop into my vehicle. And he tries to pull me over with his vehicle. It's funny. He was waiting in his vehicle, and I hopped in my vehicle. I only had maybe one or two beers, you know, because I knew I was driving. And he was trying to make a arrest, and I says, "Guess what? It's not happening. I'm going home. If you proceed to harass me, I'll make sure that I press charges up against you, you know, and I will go get a lawyer." After I said that, he left me alone, thank God, because I would have got a good lawyer, and I knew a good lawyer, too. And it was my Uncle Steve's brother-in-law, and he was a well-known lawyer in Bristol, so I probably would have got off real easy, you know, with him. You know, he would have got rid of it real quick. M1JXX.